You're listening to Veracity Radio. Dick Cheney has been rather quiet about the destruction of the Gulf of Mexico by his longtime buddies in the oil industry. His deregulation plan contributed tremendously to this catastrophe, and yet he has little to say to defend his own record. Liz Cheney, the deferment child of the VP, has been sent in his place to defend the family name and make sure that any valuable examination of those who are responsible is left obfuscated. Her offering to this conversation never rises above a pablum sneering whine and a vacuous filibustering over the other guests in favor of policies completely discounted by people who work in the very fields that she claims expertise. Let's be clear, this person's only expertise is being a tool for her father's agenda, and without him, she'd have none of this access to the media. The merit-based panels of the past have given way to celebrity shock. And ABC News is playing a gotcha game that even critics like myself still tune into in order to capture what Cheney has to say. The pitch for this Sunday show was more about Liz Cheney's appearance than anything else. Starting on Thursday, we saw Tune In This Sunday with our guest Liz Cheney. Now, they know it gathers ratings, and yet she does little to offer anything tangible to the conversation other than opposition. I spoke with Jess Levin of Media Matters about this pattern and the facts behind Liz Cheney's defense of Halliburton's record of deception and fraud. All right, we're here with Jess Levin and from Media Matters, and we're going to talk a little bit about Liz Cheney's visit this week on ABC News and the discussion with her, Arianna Huffington, and the weekly panel. How are you doing today, Jess?
Good, how are you?
Good, it's a hot day down in Texas. How's the weather up in that side of the country?
Pretty much the same.
Hot all over. So ABC keeps bringing Liz Cheney on their show to have a voice in the mix. It seems to me that she kind of lacks credibility for anything other than nepotistic assignments.
Right.
Why do you think ABC keeps bringing someone like Liz Cheney into the discussion at the end of the shows?
You know, I wish I had an answer for you, because she certainly proved time and again that she's not a credible voice for their roundtable. But they keep bringing her back on. I don't really understand it. I mean, I understand, you know, for the Sunday shows especially, it's very important to have a balanced panel of, you know, journalists and, you know, thought leaders. But Liz Cheney just, you know, she's not one of them. So I don't really understand why they keep having her back on, especially after an incident like we saw on Sunday.
So one of the things that happened this week in that discussion was obviously a discussion about BP. And I'm going to play for the audience for a second the exchange between her and Arianna Huffington about the Halliburton connection in there. Let's take a listen to that for a moment.
This is not just the first time that BP has been in trouble and caused trouble. After all, it has had over 700 egregious violations before this bill. So this is really part of the problem of our whole regulatory system, which was dismantled during the Bush-Cheney years. And Obama did not fast enough turn things around.
Well, you know, it's not actually true that it was dismantled. And there's a very interesting piece this morning in the New York Times about exactly what happened in terms of what exceptions were granted for this BP well and when they were granted, which turns out to have been during the Obama administration.
The truth is that right now we have precisely the regulatory system that the Bush-Cheney administration wanted, full of loopholes, full of cronies and lobbies filling the very agencies that are supposed to be overseeing
the industry. So it's Bush's fault. Just clear this up.
It is absolutely 1,000% Bush-Cheney's fault, plus the fact that the Obama administration has not really done enough, fast enough, to change what's happening at the MMS agency, at all sorts of other agencies, not just when it comes to the energy problems, when it comes to Wall Street, all over. We are seeing the complete success of the kind of regulatory system that Bush Cheney wanted, and we're seeing this as the inevitable result of what they wanted. This is
it's truly amazing. I mean, I actually heard that George Bush was responsible for the breakup of Tipper and Al Gore's marriage too. I mean, it's incredible the extent to which people are now trying to shift blame.
We'll get that fact checked.
I heard it. I don't know. I think it was on the Daily Kos. But at any rate, I think that, you know, we got to look at what's happening going forward, and you got to look at the facts. I mean, the left is going to try. You guys have for years been demonizing Bush and Cheney, and I'm sure you will continue to demonize them for years going forward. But we have got now a catastrophe on the Gulf Coast, a catastrophe that happened on this administration's watch, which this administration is failing to clean up and be responsive and lead, frankly. And it is a problem we're seeing with this president across the board, a president with no leadership experience.
Right here, we have the poster child of Bush Cheney crony capitalism, Halliburton, involved in this. And we haven't said about that. They, after all, were responsible for cementing the well. Here is Halliburton. After it defrauded the American taxpayer of hundreds of millions of dollars.
I don't know what planet you live on, but that's not
planet. I'm living on this planet.
You're
living in a planet that is
what you're saying, it has no relationship to the truth.
It is completely. Halliburton was involved in this. How can you say it has no relationship?
Halliburton was cementing the pipe.
How can you say it has no relationship?
Her assertion that Halliburton defrauded the U.S. government, that there was Bush-Cheney cronyism. These are the less
talking millions of dollars in Iraq. This is
absolutely not true. It is absolutely not true.
Okay, I'm so glad PolitiFact is going to be checking this. I'm so glad.
Well, Marcos, I just want to give you one more last.
Okay, so in this exchange, Arianna Huffington is clearly pointing out something that I thought was rather obvious, was the Halliburton, the charges against Halliburton by our DOD and by our government. As Cheney is often known to do, she basically says that these don't have a relationship with the facts. What are the facts related to Halliburton and the their contracts?
Well, I should say it's funny to hear Liz Cheney say that accuse someone else of having no relationship to the facts when, you know, that's what she seems to do for a living. But the facts in this case are, you know, Halliburton has, federal agencies have repeatedly accused Halliburton of fraud. You know, we have the DOD auditor referring dozens of cases of suspected fraud, a regular contact by Halliburton subsidiary. You have the DOJ suing KBR for improper charges to the United States. KBR employees found guilty of defrauding the U.S. government. So to go on the Sunday show, which, you know, are generally thought to be sort of the opinion-making shows of the week, and just say something that's completely not true is, you know, rather ridiculous.
And she has made a habit of this. Does she also have positions that are backed up by any other organizations? I know that she has this organization she put together with William Crystal. I think they
have
three people on their board.
Keep America Safe.
Right. Is there anything to that organization, to the best of your knowledge?
Well, you know, I think what they're most famous for is they came out with this little commercial a couple months ago where they were accusing the DOJ, all these DOJ attorneys, they called out seven DOJ attorneys for defending terrorists, which is something that, you know, DOJ attorneys under Bush had done as well. You know, terrorists are like any other criminals, they have a right to be defended in court. So she was calling them out, you know, saying, does the Obama administration have ties to terrorists? And that was pretty widely criticized by, you know, liberals and conservatives.
So
I think that's what the organization is most famous for.
Now, how do these organizations, to the best of your knowledge, how do these organizations come about? It seems to me it wouldn't be too hard to buy a domain for about $10, get hosting for $10 to $20 a month, and just create any kind of organization. I mean, I can create one tomorrow if I really wanted to that quickly.
It can't be that hard to create, and you know, with Liz Cheney does have connections, so she has Bill Crystal on her board. So, you know, they have a website, and they obviously have some sort of financial backing, but that doesn't mean they have any sort of credibility.
Think of all the other think tanks, right and left think tanks. Mm-hmm. They have full-fledged offices in some of these places where a lot of money's passing through there. But it seems to me that this group that Liz Cheney likes to hang out with is I could probably count them on my hands, and then that makes me wonder why ABC brings them on. What other outlets have been showing her lately? Because I know that we have seen her in the past on, for instance, Morning Joe, but I haven't seen her on there in a long time. And
I haven't seen her. I haven't seen her on MSNBC in a while, but I know she's a pretty frequent guest on Fox News. You know, last year around this time, it's actually gotten better since last year, if you can imagine. But around this time, we looked back at the month of Going from May 12th or mid-May to mid-June, and we found that she had at least 22 appearances.
Wow.
So, it's definitely gotten better since then.
And I'm still curious as to why ABC. I know that you can't answer on their behalf, but it seems that these news outlets would at least want someone credible. Does it strike you as a little bit of a made-you-look kind of ratings thing? Because I saw the ad for her visit on their Thursday, the day before, the week before, or 3 days before, tune in this Sunday for Liz Cheney being on ABC News. It really did strike me as a made you look.
Right. It's hard to say what ABC's motivations are, but if I had to guess, I think ratings probably plays a big part. She is a controversial figure. They know they're going to get publicity from a lot of, left wing blogs who, very rightly don't think she has a place on the Sunday shows. So I think it's, ratings, publicity, and they think that she's some sort of ideological matchup to someone like Arianna Huffington.
And the last question is, if you consider some of her positions being rather extreme, there seems to always be a tie-in between her appearance and other events related to criticisms of her father. So if Dick Cheney makes a speech at the American Enterprise Institute, for instance, he doesn't hit the circuit afterwards.
She does it for him, yeah. We have seen some of that.
Yeah.
And as far as her positions not being extreme, I was sort of digging around our Liz Cheney archive in preparation for this appearance, but I had forgotten about this, that last year she actually came under a lot of fire for this CNN appearance where when the birthers were first starting to make a lot of noise for not coming out and condemning them.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
So she decided she didn't want to, that dog didn't hunt.
Yeah, she said, I believe that Barack Obama has a constitutional right to be president, but she wouldn't flat out condemn what the birthers were saying. And she's still on the air.
Do we know anything about her? I know she worked in the State Department. I know she had different positions starting back with Armitage back in the 90s. She was in the State Department, I believe, in the late 80s under her father. Aside from that, what are her qualifications to speak on, for instance, national security?
From a network standpoint,
why would these, we're looking at why the media would want to bring on someone about terrorism, this is an example, who has no background in the subject of terrorism. They're simply, they're related to someone who's in position to just,
I think you hit the nail on the head. I think her only qualifications, to talk about the subject is her father.
Well, I want to thank you for joining us this week on this topic. We obviously have tons of things going on with BP, but this one incident with her coming on and basically running gunshot over the other. Oh, actually, that is one last question I want to ask you about. When she gets on the air with these folks, do you notice anyone who's actually successfully stood up to her kind of filibuster technique or this way that she interrupts and talks over people? Have you noticed anyone who has handled that fairly well? I'm remembering James Carville a couple times will sit back and say, I'm sorry, I thought you asked me a question. I didn't know you were asking her a question.
That's actually who I was going to cite. With this, the birther thing I was telling you about, he was the one who was up against her, and he made it, with her stalwarting and, refusing to condemn the birther movement, he really sort of highlighted how ridiculous that was.
But do the other guests ever, has there ever been anyone who really kind of called her on it, or do they all just kind of let her talk over everything? Because I know she really does this as a regular way of conversation.
Yeah, I think that when she's on, especially a show like this week where she's balanced out by, progressive voices, people do call her out, but, as you can sort of see with the Arianna Huffington exchange, it doesn't matter if the other person is, calling her out with the truth, and she'll just sort of brush it aside and, claim that she's the one who's right.
Right. Well, again, I want to thank you for joining us this week, and we will talk to you soon about other matters at Media Matters. Jess Levin from Media Matters, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
All right, bye-bye.
I don't really think that Liz Cheney or her father really care about the facts, because they say that Obama doesn't say anything about terrorism, and they run 7 clips showing Obama saying that, or they say, gee, the treatment was the same for this guy as it was for Reeves, or you go down the line. And so I just think they just, you know, just I don't know if they've ever said we didn't find weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, or that they've said that 9/11, that Iraq didn't have something to do with 9/11. I just think that they're just more annoyed by facts than anything else, and I think that they really believe this, and it's the only reason they keep saying it, because everybody keeps pointing out all of the flaws in the things that they say, and it doesn't matter, and so it's a free country. I guess they can say what they want.